We are getting close to the end of the year here, so what does that mean for December real estate here in Colorado Springs? Let's take a quick look. First off, this is the market watch for the past 7 days in Colorado Springs. We've had 79 new listings, which has decreased quite a bit. Still a good amount of price decreases, as about a third of properties have taken a price cut that are active. Still selling property, 124 sold in the last 7 days. Let's take a deeper look at this. We've got 1,397 active properties for sale right now, and we've got 709 pending properties for sale right now. That's about what we've had. Actually, we had about 1,500, almost 1,600 active properties at any given moment just a few weeks ago and a month ago, and now we're down to, what was it, 1,395? 1,397. So we've come down a little bit. The under contracts are about the same. The average and median sales prices haven't changed much. You can see from the graph over the past 2 years what we're looking at here. A little bit of bump up and during the summertime, and then it has come down for the winter time. Currently for December, the average sales price is almost $502,000 and a median of $428,500. That number has obviously come down a bit over the past few months. Over the summer, we're cruising down very slowly, but it's not a huge come down in prices here. There have been 282 property sales in December so far. We're two-thirds of the way through the month. We could potentially hit 400, 500 property sales for December, and that's about what I'm expecting here. You'll see the numbers decreasing from August and, well, I guess June was actually our high point where we had 1,001 property sales for that month. And we've been consistently and slowly coming down in property sales. No surprise, it's winter time. We're at the holiday mark. The number of listings, though, has remained fairly consistent since June and July, where June we're at a little over 1,900 active listings for that whole month, and then July we were just over 2,000, and it's been about that way for the whole rest of the month, a little over 2,100 for September and October and November. December we're a little over 1,800. We'll see what happens with that number, if that comes back up to meet what the past few months have been looking like. We ended November with 3.8 months worth of home inventory, and for December, the list to close price ratio is 97.4%. So the list price of the property versus what it actually sold for in the end, on average, is at 97.4%. And then days on market. Average days on market for December is at 50 so far, with a median of 31. So it's taken a month or two for a property to sell. Again, not a surprise for December. The obvious thing to glean from this information is that real estate is pretty slow for December, but even more so in the last couple of weeks of December, as everybody is busy doing the holidays, being with their families. They're not looking very much. That's not to say it doesn't happen. It's just I wouldn't recommend anybody that's looking to sell their house to put it on the market right now, because it's going to be a very slow month. All you're going to do is be adding a couple of weeks onto the days on market that you have without much to show for it. So if you're going to list your property and you want to do it right away, I would suggest doing it at the beginning of January. Now, if you're looking at buying, you likely know the interest rates have started to come down a little bit. So right now, according to Mortgage News Daily, we are at 6.64% for a 30-year fixed. If you hop on over to Optimal Blue, you're at 6.676, and Fred's got you at 6.95. So somewhere in the mid to high sixes for interest rates right now, which is better than just below or just over seven, which is where we were at before. And as I'm understanding, the Fed is likely going to have 3 to maybe up to 6 rate cuts during 2024, but that's really up in the air. What is for sure is that they're done with the rate hikes. They're not going to add any more basis points. So that's something to look forward to. The market has, I think, think already started to bake in the rate cuts and the anticipation of those, as you can see from the rate drops here, where again we're in the mid-ish to upper 6% range. What I've been telling my clients who are still looking actively right now is that properties that are move-in ready with little to no deferred maintenance, those are the ones that still go quickly. Even in this market now where it's slow, there's not a lot happening, properties are still going quickly if they're ready to go right away. There's very little to nothing that you have to do to these properties to get them to be livable. Those go quick. Otherwise, it's looking like it's going to take 30 to 50 days for property to go under contract on average. If it's taking longer than that, it may be overpriced, even in this slow market. Otherwise, you really don't have to worry about a multiple offer situation right now. I'm going to be more concerned about that once we get into spring and summer 2024. The interest rates drop even further, likely, and we're going to have a renewed, like we do every year, season of home sellers who sell and then are looking to buy something else, whether that be in the same city or that be out of city, out of state. This Redfin article here says that 1 out of 3 home buyers in the United States are paying all cash. And so that may sound a little defeatist for people who are looking to buy property now and like, oh, well, I have to compete with people who have all cash. How am I going to do that? This was actually done, they looked at 40 of the most populous U.S. metro areas, and this does not include Colorado Springs specifically, but I've got a little cheat sheet that I made for you guys by looking at our MLS, where you can see what transactions, what type of financing is happening by percentage. This is here in Colorado Springs. This is the Pikes Peak MLS. So for the past 30 days, or at least from November 19th to December 19th, this is what's been happening sales-wise. This is the type of financing you've got. Cash is only making up 18.4% of all closed properties in the Pikes Peak MLS. Conventional loans are at 39%, VA loans 30.6%, FHA loans are at 10.9%. So that makes up the majority of what properties sell, what type of financing or cash that they are selling with. And again, cash is relatively low. If we jump back onto Redfin, they tell you where all cash purchases were the most common, and that's in Cleveland, where 49.2% of buyers paid in cash. You'll notice that's a way higher percentage than what we have in Colorado Springs. Next is West Palm Beach, Florida at 49%, and then Jacksonville, Florida at 46.2%. The least common markets for cash offers, according to the 40 of the most populous metro areas, we're in Oakland, California at 18%, San Jose, California at 18.2%, and Seattle at 20.3%. So if you compare that to Colorado Springs at 18.4%, yeah, it's a relatively low number. It's just under 20%, so less than a fifth of all sales are happening with cash. So it's not something that I'm particularly concerned about, is you getting beat out by a cash offer. Yes, it can and does happen, but it's not something to be overly concerned with here. For potential would-be buyers in the Colorado Springs area, I would say that the early months of 2024 are likely going to be your best time frame to purchase. And the reason that I say that is because although interest rates do seem like they are going to gradually lower throughout 2024, I don't know to what extent they're going to lower. We had a few 2024 economic or housing market predictions that said that interest rates were going to be at 6.8% in 2024. And we've already beat that, and we're not even through 2023. So I don't necessarily rely on what an economist is going to say as far as where interest rates are likely going to be. And they could stay where they're at for the time being, in which case, yeah, I guess they are at 6.8% for 2024. But if they do lower, keep that in mind that there are a bunch of other people who have been waiting to come back into the housing market, especially in Colorado Springs. And during the spring and summer is when your most activity for buyers and sellers is happening. And so you're likely going to run into increased competition from other would-be buyers during the spring and summer months. And that's not necessarily a place that you want to be at in terms of having to compete with other people on terms of pricing or potential seller concessions or asking the seller to fix anything up during the inspection period. You don't want to have to compete with other would-be buyers for that same property. The January through March timeframe is my recommendation for those buyers on. That's when you should get into the market. And if the interest rates continue to drop, you can always refinance. You don't have to wait for rates to come down even further throughout 2024, assuming that they do. For home sellers, my recommendation is if you want to sell your property, I would wait to list it until you get to the spring and summer of 2024, because that's likely when you're going to get the most profit for your property because of that same reason. You are going to have more people who enter the market in order to purchase something, and they're going to be coming in, especially during the spring and summer months, and especially as interest rates possibly continue to come down a bit during that time frame. You're going to just have more people coming in. And spring and summer months, you're typically from March, April on, you're going to have more interest anyway. There's always more activity during that time frame. But ultimately, it depends on you and what your personal needs are. A lot of people buy and sell property and they don't time it because they don't have the ability or the time frame to time it. People buy and sell real estate in large part because they have to do it in a certain time frame. I am not seeing any reason for home prices, at least in Colorado Springs. I'm not seeing any reason for home prices to fall rapidly or to have a housing market crash in any way in Colorado Springs. The demand here is just too high. Colorado Springs as a whole is way too in demand for us to have a sort of crash that would bring prices way down. You've got economists that are predicting that inventory, that housing supply is going to increase next year. That may be the case with new construction. You will probably see more new construction availability inventory, but pre-existing homes, I'm not expecting a big push or an increase in anything. Again, during the spring and summer, yeah, you'll see more available than you will during the winter, fingers crossed. You may not, because being a low inventory market for a while, that demand is just there. With that demand being there, that keeps prices higher. And with prices being higher means there's not as many people who can afford those properties. And with not as many people who can afford those properties, those higher prices, those higher interest rates, it's very difficult for a lot of people to sell here and then buy something else here. It's easier to sell here and then buy something else out of state where it's potentially cheaper to buy something. I'm expecting a continued slow real estate market in Colorado Springs for the rest of December, and it's probably not going to change a whole lot in January and February. Again, spring and summer 2024 is where I'm expecting more listings and potentially lower interest rates. And I don't know what to think and what to say about housing prices, if they're going to come up or down in Colorado Springs. I mean, we've had 2 years of higher home prices combined with higher interest rates, meaning that it is between $4,000 and $5,000 a month for your mortgage, typically, and that's really hard for a lot of people. What you are going to likely continue seeing in the market in 2024 is new construction builders offering financial incentives for their homes. So you're going to continue to see buy-down options from your new construction builder lenders. So the builders that are partnered with a particular lender are likely still going to offer those 2-1 or those 3-2-1 buy-down program options. You still have a lot of lenders in general who are offering buy-down options. So whether that is getting the seller to offer concessions toward paying down your interest rate as the buyer for the first few years, or whether you're doing that yourself with your lender and buying down points, or you're raising the total interest rate of your total loan and you're just lowering it for the first few years, and then it's going to be higher than it otherwise would be for the rest of your term, and then maybe you refinance out of that if the interest rates drop. I'm seeing programs like that, so that's likely going to continue. If you have any questions about the housing market here in Colorado Springs, or if you're interested in buying or selling property here, please reach out to me. My name is Kevin James Bond. I'm a licensed real estate agent with RE/MAX Real Estate Group, and I would be happy to help you with that. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video.